Hey guys, welcome back.
Hey guys.
Hi, this is a sound wrecking. I'm joking.
Welcome to Kim and Drew's spa. Ah! You done fucked up the whole thing.
Hi guys, welcome back to That's Peak with
welcome
Drew
to
and
the
Kim.
Peakest time of your life, bruv.
Picky picky. Picky picky. I had too much fizzy drink before. I'm so sorry.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 3.
Oh yeah,
that's right. We come that far.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to talk about long distance relationships. And
distance. Sorry.
Why are you always delayed?
I'm like that, you know, that uncle or that auntie that's just like, you know, when they're singing karaoke and they're singing on time and then you're there just like kind of like 5 seconds later.
Oh my god. Today we're going to be talking about like long distance relationships and just basically if you can do it. I mean, it's not for everybody, and we like, I fully understand that. We decided to pick this topic because we both have very different standpoints on long-distance relationships. I'm all for it. I think if the person means enough to you, then
distance doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm the person that's like, bitch, no. My love language is physical touch and then just having the person present. Because for me, personally, obviously you can grow a connection and I'm not like so opposed against it, basically. Mm-hmm. But me personally, no. I cannot. I can't. I just can't.
I mean, I fully understand that.
You're so far away. What am I going to do? Have sex with myself?
Don't act like you don't.
I mean, it's healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Most don't like long distance relationships, but I think it depends on how you connect with someone and how your connection starts. If you start off long distance, I don't think that many people are bothered about it.
But I also think it's down to the people that are involved. So, say for example, because you're very independent, yes. So you've got shit going on,
and that's what I was about to make a point. I love my space, mm-hmm. I do, and not the website.com. I love my own space.
The website.com. It took me a while till I was like, MySpace.
I do love my area, my aura, my, I don't want to use word space. But I love my space and I love to just be by myself sometimes, by my self with my thoughts and stuff like that. And so for me, I'm very independent and I also have things that I need to focus on that don't involve me being with my man. That's it. Like, I've got music to work on. We have the podcast to work on. I have editing to do. And like, as we said, multiple streams of revenue. So, like, I like to be focused on that. And even when I'm, like, gaming, I'm a gamer. I'm an avid gamer. I love to game by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great that I found somebody that I can game with.
Yeah.
But I like to game by myself. I'm very aggressive. And so it's best that I just get.
Are you like my boyfriend when he's like, "Ah, my dai porco dio, va fagulo." I'm just like, bro.
I don't speak Italian.
Can you shut the fuck up, please? I'm trying to sleep.
I'm probably the same as him, but I'm just like that.
But English.
Yeah, because I'm like, this fucking dickhead, bruv. Help me up, bruv. Can't you see that I'm bleeding out? I'm bleeding out, bruv. I'm bleeding out. You're a dickhead,
bruv. What's up with the hype? Where is it? What's up with the hype?
Don't even bother trying helping me up now. I'm leaving. You know when you rage quit the game.
I want to do the whole podcast in that hype. Oh, so basically.
I'm
surprised
time.
No one fucking helped you up with that hype, boys.
With Apex Legends, yeah. When you're playing Apex, because I play Apex Legends, Battle Royale, yes. EA, please. Respawn, please. You can sponsor us anytime. When you're playing Apex, when you're playing ranked, if you leave the game, you get penaltied for 10 minutes, which means you can't play another game for 10 minutes because you've left.
So that will affect your ranking?
Yeah. No. Oh. It doesn't affect your ranking. Just you get penaltied. You cannot play any games after you've left that game for 10 minutes. And it has a countdown on the screen.
Oh, allow it.
And so when I rage quit sometimes, I just have to play another game because I can't play the game anymore. So I'm like, I'm just going to go play another game then for 10 minutes. I'll be back because you're fucking pricks, bruv. And that's how annoyed I get when I'm playing the game. But back to long, that's how I get and that's how I enjoy my time by myself.
No, but then, okay, so with that, you can have, like, you can have that being in a relationship with someone that's in the same country and still have your space and respect each other's spaces.
Of course. But because I I like my space so much, I don't think that...
them being in another country.
It bothers me that much.
Or city. Okay, fine.
And also, I'm a traveller. I'm not that kind of traveller.
I was going to say...
I'm not that kind of traveler, cultural wise, but I like to travel a lot. I travel a lot around the England. I wouldn't say
around the England.
I was gonna say the UK, but I haven't been many places outside of the England in the UK.
Yeah,
I've been to Scotland once. I've been to
Wales?
Ireland. Like twice, and I've never been to Wales, which I would love to go to Wales, but I've just never been to Wales. but I travel a lot in terms of like holidays and stuff. Yeah, like, yeah. But it's just difficult because when you're single and you meet people, you can meet people when you go abroad, and everybody's had a holiday romance at some point.
Yeah.
And so you end up having that weird thing where you really like someone, but they're not here.
Yeah.
And you met them on holiday and it's like, oh, I really want to see that person again.
Yeah.
So you see them again or they come here and then you get to see them again and you're like, fuck.
Oh, you're got pen pals. I'm joking.
And now I want more. And it's like, okay, they've come to see me, so I should probably make the effort. And that's usually how things progress.
Yeah.
But when you're in a relationship that's not long distance, which is my experience, and it has become long distance through... not tragedy, but like unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard. It's hard because, like you said, you're physical touch. You're used to that person being around. You're used to being able to see them all the time.
And for me, that builds the connection even more. Mm. Having them around and literally experiencing things together, not necessarily joint at the hip, but I mean, like when you do spend time, then it's time well spent.
I think it depends on pace as well. Like for me, being in a long distance relationship is just a slower pace, but a steadier pace. And whenever I feel like this person's available around, I don't really pace myself. I usually just head first, all in.
Yeah.
And whereas when I feel like you're in a long distance relationship, you take your time because you can take your time and you have no other choice.
Yeah.
So it is a good thing, but also... I want that person to be accessible. So I'm open to it, but I don't expect that to be what it is for the rest of...
your lives, okay, yeah. Of course.
But yeah, my experience has been that situation. And I had an ex-boyfriend who, while I met here, and we ended up like getting together and dating and becoming...
What, as in like constantly seeing each other here? Yeah. Okay, fine.
We seriously dated here. We got together, we became official here, so on and so forth. And then I was really young. So I was only like 17, 18 at the time. And it got to a point where we were really serious, but I wasn't at a stage where I could put him up after the circumstance that happened, which was that he lost his job. And so he couldn't pay.
Was he a UK citizen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant he lost his job, so it means that he had to go back. Okay.
Yeah, but how you pay your bills if you lost your job?
Yeah, of course.
And that's what the problem was. He couldn't pay his bills. Can you pay my bills? Sorry. He couldn't pay his bills, so he couldn't stay because he couldn't afford to live here. Mm. And he couldn't have anyone to put him up. So in the end, he had to go back home, which was the Isle of Man. You know, that tiny little island above Wales.
You know that tiny little island?
The island's about the size of his dick. No, I'm joking.
Shade.
I'm not going to act like I'm going to be nice about the situation because I don't like you, bro. and that was our relationship for like many months afterwards. And we ended up breaking up.
because of it?
There was many issues where we broke up, but I just think that that was one of the factors where I just was, it got to the point where it was breaking me because I wasn't seeing you.
Yeah.
And if I was
at
I was at the stage that I'm at now, it'd be easier because it'd be a trip to meet him at Liverpool or wherever we could like meet, or I could just pay for him to come here, or I could go there and see him because I got money to do that. Mm. At the time, I didn't have money to do that, so it was literally me saving up what money I had to meet him halfway, which was Liverpool.
Mm.
Was it Liverpool? I think it was Manchester. It was Manchester, and we would meet every 2-3 months.
What?
Yeah. for like 3 or 4 days, we'd meet every 2-3 months, and we would spend all that time with each other, and then we'd go back because I couldn't afford it. And so,
did he not get a job when he went back to Isle of Man?
Yeah, he did, but he wasn't coming all the way to London because he had to move back in with his parents, and he only had a part-time job when he was back at the Isle of Man. And so it was very difficult for us to continue to like keep seeing each other all the time. And also he had to get a plane. Otherwise he would have had to get a train from Isle of Man into like Manchester or wherever, and then get another train from there into London. It just became like a whole ordeal for us. And
is that the reason why you guys broke up?
I think we broke up because it was a lack of seeing each other.
Yeah, hard to maintain.
It was like being on the phone, having long ass conversations and not being able to touch or feel or kiss your partner.
Yeah.
And it just kind of threw me off. And I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore, to be honest. And so that is my experience of having a long distance relationship. So I really wanted to kind of talk about that and get you guys' opinions. I can't speak English today. Opinions and like point of view on how you feel about long distance relationships, because I feel like everybody's is different. I've had many conversations with many different people about it, and everybody has a different perspective on it, on whether they do it, whether they wouldn't do it, how long they would do it for, and so on and so forth. So this is where we move on to the next. Do you have any experience in a long-distance relationship?
Girl, no.
At all?
No, not at all.
Just because you don't want
to
do it.
So when I was younger, I had like a holiday romance, like you said. Mm-hmm. But I literally built, like, it was so random. I built this random connection in the city that I visited, and it turned into something. And I was
what
like,
was the city? Don't try to leave.
I'm not saying nothing, girl.
The details.
Yes. I leave the details out. No, I leave the details out. So I spent time abroad, and I met this dude. I don't know how young I was, but it was like teenage love. So it was in my teens, late teens, and we literally hit it off. It was like a really nice moment where we literally just kept spending time together, kept going around, kept visiting loads
where
of different cities and so on and so forth. The details. It had to be in the car, Nigel.
Where did you go?
Sorry, I'm just cracking up.
Where did you come from?
Where did you come from?
I'm
leaving the details.
Well, why?
Because I want to.
You think that we're going to be able to find out just by you telling us where you went?
No. Anyway.
No.
So yeah. And then I went back to London, and it was just a case of, all right, let's stay in touch. Add each other on Facebook, you know, back in the day. And then you just talking through there, and it was just like, oh, it was really nice, and just trying to keep that whole spark when we were seeing each other. Shut up, face to face, like alive.
Yeah,
Shut up, man.
Some questions. How old were you?
I told you, I'm in my late teens.
Why can't you give actual details?
I'm giving some details.
Why are you giving demographic, please?
Anyway. So we were like talking constantly on Facebook, and it was just trying to keep that spark alive when we were literally face to face and spent that entire time at holiday period together. And then it just died down, and I was just like, all right, I'm bored now, bye. Because it's just like, you're not physically in front of me.
Are you still in contact with this person?
No, I get mentally and emotionally stimulated by someone that's physically in front of me. But that's my love language. That's me personally. My love language is physical touch, quality time, and then obviously love and affection, all that crap.
That's not...
I know it's not love language, but I'm just saying on top of that. so that's me as a person. And obviously through my past relationships and my experiences, now I would have a problem with long distance relationships, because I'm at this point in my life where I'm trying to settle down, bro. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know, create, like, set the foundations and whatnot.
People can't see your hand movements.
For me, it's just like a hard no, mate.
Okay, so we got to that.
You also had an experience there. That was the only experience. And obviously, in my past, I was hurt so many times. So it's a trust barrier as well, because...
Okay, so...
It's hard.
Question?
Tell me what you think.
Question, what do you define as long distance?
Someone that's not in front of me. I'm joking. sorry, I've just had too much fizzy drink right now. I just needed a bit of an energy lift, but it just gave me a bit too much. So long distance for me is when someone's not physically in the city that I'm living in. Whether it's, say, for example, if I'm living in London and that person moves to Manchester and they have to commute every now and then, but not as often, that for me is long distance. If someone is in another country, Manchester. That's even worse, bruv!
Manchester's not even far, bruv.
For me, that is.
But you don't leave places, so...
What do you mean? I don't stay, I don't... If I was to travel, I would go to exotic places.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go... So, like, I want to go to Manchester. No offense, but it's on my to-do list. But it's not on my to-do list.
You should know your country, bro.
The thing is, it's on a to-do list, but it's not that priority to-do list.
The one that you're...
The one that's, like, hidden right at the back, and it's underneath the fucking table that's just kind of, like, scrunched up, and it's like, oh, forgotten about, and there's dust all over that shit.
I die, but hopefully I die.
But no, hopefully I die. Hopefully I don't do this. yeah, sorry, guys. So, yeah.
Bare offensive.
It's not bare offensive. I'm telling you, I'm speaking my truth, you know. Yeah. Big up! Check it.
Don't big up people that you haven't been to see, bruv.
R-E-S-T-E-C-P.
What?
Respectable.
That's not funny.
Ali G, man. That's not Ali G, that's Will Smith. Okay, sorry. I'm getting my references mixed up. Anyway, moving on. Moving swiftly. What do you count as long distance relationship?
Don't do crack, kids.
What?
Do crack.
Shut up. What do you count as long distance?
Another country.
Okay.
I don't think that being in another city, another province, another town, another village is long distance. And I think a lot of Americans can represent that, because they will date people that are in different states, in different cities, and it's not a problem for them. It's normal for them to be like, oh, well, I live in... I'm trying to think of places that are close now. I live in... LA, and I'm dating someone
from
in
San Francisco.
I was gonna say Las Vegas, but okay.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much the same thing. Like, for me, living in Essex and dating someone in London is not a big thing.
But that's different.
Some people have an issue with that, though.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
Living in Kent or living in Essex and dating someone in Kent is not a big issue to me. Living in London and dating someone in Manchester is not. Because I feel like those are things that I could do. I'll just hop on the train and be like, be at your house in like 2 hours.
But London and Essex isn't even that far.
Depends on how far at Essex you go.
Oh,
sometimes
right,
journeys
actually
to Essex take like two and a half, 3 hours.
Yeah, the traffic.
Depending on what side. If you're in West London.
Oh yeah, true that. From west to east anyway.
Exactly.
It takes ages.
Going through Central? You ain't getting there. You ain't getting there. That type of thing doesn't bother me. In another country, even then, like, if it's a nice country, you'll catch me there all the time, innit? Because you got me coming from rain and hailstones to sun and beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't even coming for you. I'm coming for the country.
Okay. Yeah.
Long distance relationship with the country is more like.
I can't.
But yeah, that's just me. I was going to say to you, but I can't remember what I was going to say now. Family. Have you ever experienced, like, family, friends? Have you ever experienced, like, long-distance relationships with family and friends?
Yeah.
Man, don't have to go into too much detail, because we'll get to that later, but I just...
Yeah. No, I definitely have. I think that's some of my closest that I recall as family, they are in another country. And we've got that type of friendship where? Because we're old and we're mature. Mature.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next segment.
Before it goes downhill.
I'm going to throw it.
Look at that.
No, I'm joking. Why are you doing an accent, Bob? I don't understand.
I don't know. It creates a scene, I guess. No, it doesn't. In my head, it does.
It doesn't.
No. Okay.
Anyways, we're moving on to what's the catch. Yeah?
What is the catch? What is the motherfucking catch?
So what's the catch for you then? Since you want to talk so much.
Okay, so no, I'm just jumping off the back of the last thing that you said. I do have long distance relationships with not romantic, friendship and family. So one of them is like my favorite and my best cousin. He is in Philippines. So we talk, before we used to talk on a daily. And it was like, we were like, you know how me and you are. You're just at home and I'm just at home. And we're just having a chin wag. And then we just randomly do a video call. But then we realize, yeah, oh shit, it's like 1 a.m. for you.
Done 9 hours though, bro.
All right, don't hate. He's best fam. Your best friend, yeah.
I'm at the top of the list. I don't care, bro.
Priorities. Yo, Italian, you hearing this, yeah? He was like, I'm at the top of the list.
I was here first, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was here first. You won't be coming over here with your pasta thinking that you can just...
We don't want your carbonara. I'm joking, I fucking love his carbonara. Anyway, let's just moving on, staying on topic. I do have a long distance best fam. And I've also got a long distance friendship where one of my girls, I classify her as family. She's like my sister. She lives in Sweden. And... majority of the time she first was living in London for a while and then she eventually moved back to Sweden, settled down over there. Mm-hmm. And then every so often she would come over. We would hardly talk as much because we understand that we're both busy. Mm-hmm. So the older I got, the more I realized, all right, cool, I can count like true friends that are family in one hand. Mm-hmm. And they understand that when you are busy, you are busy. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Shout out to you, Kehlani. Yeah, we like you. But no, seriously. But on a level, it's just like we have that dynamic where I wouldn't talk to her for like 6 months, for example, because we've been so fucking busy with shit going on in our lives separately. But we know that we got love for each other. And then suddenly she'll just hit me up and be like, hey, sis, guess what? I'm in London. Would be great to have a catch up with you. And I'll be like, all right, cool. Let's meet on the weekend and we spend like a whole day together.
But I'm sorry. No disrespect to your friend.
Friend? What friend? Sweden.
The one that you said, yeah.
Yeah.
But why did you not know that you was coming to London before you just turned up in London?
Who, her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she came to London for work, but she has this thing where she likes surprising people as well. So she's like, hey, sis, I'm in London.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, to all my friends, don't do that, bro. Don't.
True hate surprises.
I don't want you surprising me. I like to know what the fuck's going on, okay? If I need to wear my best dress or come looking like...
a homeless. That's me on a rigs, bro.
Better than what I was going to say. I need to know because I don't need to be turning up...
You ain't got a fade.
The right word is unqualified for where I'm supposed to be.
Okay? Unprepared.
That's right.
Prepared.
But yeah, if you want to turn up, just say, I'm coming. Let's turn up. You don't need to tell me what is happening. I just need to know you're coming.
Yeah.
Because don't be trying to spring stuff on me because I will tell you, no, I'm busy. Sorry, you're going to have to go by yourself.
Basically.
But like, I come all the way from, bro, I don't care if you come from the moon and stars. Yeah.
Moon.
I don't care. I have made plans. And my thing is, I'm so loyal to my friends that if I make...
Loyalty. Oh, sorry, there's so many things I wanted to say. When you said moon and stars,
make plans with people and someone else comes up with something that's better, I'm gone. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Noted.
I will turn down whatever that is because I feel like the plans I made are a commitment.
Yes.
I made that commitment to the person, whether it's babysitting for my cousin, whether it's looking after maybe one of my other cousins, maybe,
or my dog.
Maybe it's just hanging with one of my friends or hanging with you or or even looking after your dog, if I said to you that that's what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, okay, well, someone invited me out, so I can't come. Sorry, bye.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of thing is not my thing. But yeah, don't spring up on me because you ain't going to like what you get.
But yeah, that's me. I don't have any experience, like actual experiences with a long distance romantic relationship that progressed into an actual, you know, serious relationship. So I don't have that, nothing to say in that part, but I've got long distance relationships in terms of friendships, family, from different sides of the world. So I've got LA and I've got Canada. And
I struggle. I think that's what my thing is. I'd love to be able to keep up with my family from Barbados. Like we were so close when I met them at first, and we've been okay since, but I'd love to have a closer relationship with them. But it's just hard trying to juggle life that's here and the many things that I have going on here, as well as reach out to family in Barbados, reach out to family in America, and like really stay in touch with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's very difficult.
That's why I heavily rely on social media. I'm hardly ever present on Facebook. The only reason why I've still got that account is because like, it's the only way that for me to keep in touch with everyone from different areas. But now they're on Instagram as well since it developed, and it's literally our way of, oh, cool, they're doing this, Insta stories. So it's like not necessarily a case where I need to have like a full-blown conversation every single time, but it's just a way of keeping up with what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, of course.
And then when we do have a catch-up, then it's just like, hey.
That's what Facebook's for. Facebook's for that type of thing. And so it would be nice to be able to keep up with them, but a lot of people don't even have Facebook anymore. So it's very difficult for me to have to be able to do
search
that
as well.
I do have a couple of friends that are outside the country because they lived here and they moved out, or I met them while they were here and they live out there. They could live. I've got friends that live in Spain, I've got friends that live in America, I've got friends that live all over the place. In terms of dating, let me just adjust my mic. Sorry, I do this every episode. In terms of dating, I think every guy that I've dated, or almost every single guy that I've dated, has been outside of London, the capital, or Essex.
Okay, so not outside the country, but just outside of London.
Yes.
Okay. And then you find that that was okay because obviously independence, and then also you don't mind the commute.
I've been used to it, but you know how I feel about London guys. You know how I feel about the London gay scene. And this may be a lot of the guys in London get a stigma, and I don't believe that everybody is like this, but a lot of the guys in London are just here for a good time.
Nothing serious.
I was going to say not a long time, but yeah, that is technically true. They don't want to be here for commitment. They just want to fuck and duck. that's what they want to do. But that's never been my mentality, and so I struggle to resonate and connect with a lot of gay men in London. Yeah. And I think my thing is like consistency and really being able to have conversations and deep conversations, as well as be silly and be stupid. Like me and you, that's how we get on. We have serious conversations. We have stupid conversations. But I think that's just important to me. And so I don't really resonate with a lot of them because they're just like
on the surface.
Yeah. And they also, their interests are just, they're interested in you until it gets to the point where they get really frustrated and they're just like, are we going to fuck then? And it's like, no,
They're only interested in you because they're after something. And then
once they find out that they can't get that, then it's like, I'm not interested anymore. Mm. And so that is the reason why I always end up dating outside of London, because I feel like the mentality is a little different.
Yeah.
Not extremely different, but there are seem to be a lot more outside of London that have different morals or different ethics. Not necessarily saying that they're better ethics, but they're just more suited to what
you're looking for.
And so that's why I've always ended day in outside of London, which is the reason why I don't think I'm so opposed to
long distance
relationships, because I just don't feel like
that makes sense.
It's a thing for me.
Yeah.
Or it might just be that what I class as long distance relationships is further away than that, or like a longer distance than just being outside of London.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Wicked, 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 wicked. Jungle is massive.
So that is what's the catch with me. We're going to swiftly and smoothly move on to the next.
Let's get segment. It on. I'm joking.
Petty peeve.
I wasn't expecting that. So I was like, what am I going to do off the back of that?
I didn't need to. I was doing the...
Petty peeve.
I was doing the ad lib to let's get it on. So yes, what do you want me to start?
I mean, if I was the only petty peeve that I got in this situation is time differences, bro.
But you're thinking about what about people that are in different cities?
I'm not talking about different cities. I'm talking about different countries. Because if you're saying that you classify a long distance relationship as being in another country,
yeah, but you class someone as being down the road as long distance, yeah. So
not down the road. That's not down the road for me. That's down a long fucking road, mate. I'm talking about time differences in another country. So I basically let's say, for example, right? I live in London. The person I'm dating lives in Australia.
I mean, that's long distance.
I'll be losing sleep and having fucking dark eye bags, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to keep on, be like, hey, babe, how's your day?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's really good. I'm just
you like, also have like, to understand that a lot of their time, you are awake at the same time.
Yeah, but you're working in the middle of work, your downtime, it's not going to be the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but your work's different. So, I can be on the phone if I want to, and it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't phase me.
What are you rubbing it in for, man? Like,
and also, I majority of the time work from home. So, like, working from home is not a problem because I can be on the phone all day. If you worked from home, me and you talking all the time.
True's workplace, are you hearing this?
I'm joking. I'll be in the office on the phone. Oh. Who's that? It's my cousin. You got a problem?
Oh, God.
What did you say?
No, I'm just saying time differences for me would be one of the biggest petty peeves. If I was going out with someone romantically and they were in another country that was like 8 hours, 10 hours apart, then it's like not only are you trying to line up when you're free.
Yeah, it is. But you know what I mean? You also have to understand that becomes everything, like everything else in your life is a routine. That can become a routine. Well, you know exactly when to call that person and you know how long you can talk to them for and like when their break is and all of that stuff. You kind of...
But then that specific routine, this is just my personal experience, right? Not experience, sorry. Opinion. But that routine, if you're constantly hitting, okay, fine, 3 o'clock, this person, I've got an hour to speak to them. It's just like, it's not always going to go according to that routine, according to that plan. Shit. Other shit's gonna pop up.
Of course not, but that's...
Do you know
life.
What I mean? But then it gets boring. That's my opinion anyway. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, because
you're sticking by like a something like...
Yeah, but that's what life's gonna be, girl. If you didn't really know that when you have kids, that's what your life will turn into.
No, when you have kids, it's gonna be obviously the times for when you're laying in and out of bed and all that stuff. It's the same as when I've got the puppy. We have shift patterns, but not... Every day is not the same.
Yeah, because...
Do you know what I mean?
Because sometimes y'all don't give a fuck, but you can't do that with kids.
What do you mean? Why are you classifying me as a bad dog mom, bruv?
You can't do that with kids. You got to make sure you feed them at the right time. You got to make sure they go to bed at the right time. Let them nap when they need to nap, okay?
Are you trying to say I'm not doing all this?
I'm just saying.
It's the same thing.
When the baby shit, you gotta make sure you be checking that they're like, nappy, you know, I'm a good all dog the time,
mom.
Bruv.
I'm a good dog mom, bruv.
Yeah, sometimes when the baby shits,
like,
you put on a new nappy.
Italian!
And it shits again, like 5 minutes after you put the nappy on.
Italian! I'm joking.
I hope you don't call your boyfriend that.
No, I just don't want to say his name. But yeah.
I'm sure they can...
I'm joking.
I'm sure they can probably pull about 6 names out of an Italian name book and get it right.
And so. It's not Mario or Luigi, okay?
Oh my God.
So what is your pet
to te te te? Oh yeah. Te 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 te
te te te te.
I think mine's not respecting my time. Like, if I'm coming to see you...
Oh, right, yeah. Then make the most of the time spent,
I can feel my blood going already. If I'm coming to see you, bruv, be available, yeah? Yeah, be available, because I'm coming to see you. You know I'm coming, because we made the plans, yeah? We made the plans.
Say it, don't spray it, girl.
But we did. Don't make me turn up at your house, and you'd be like, oh.
I didn't realise. I'm going to start making up some names.
Sheila and Wayne are coming over. Fuck Sheila and Wayne, bro. I came all the way here, 2-hour, 3-hour journey to come and see you. You see Sheila and Wayne 5 minutes ago. You work with Sheila and Wayne.
Okay. Triggered.
Don't be bringing them over about you want them here every day. I come to see you. We're going to get nasty. We're going to go in the bedroom and do some stuff.
Little get nasty over there with some whipped cream and some like apple juice or some piece shit. Of change. And then ice cubes.
And then you could go see Sheila and Wayne wherever you want. But I come to see you, spend some time with you. Let that be what the situation is. And sometimes I just want my time with you to be my time with you.
Yeah, of course.
My time to be with you and your dog and your cousin and your cousin's friend and Billy Joan and Billy Bob and Wayne and Sheila and your mom and your dad and your dad's sister's brother's cousin's uncle's sister's brother. I ain't got time for all of that, yeah? I come to see you. You. You.
You put the blue back in the sky. Yeah.
That's my thing. And so I don't respect my time, because if I'm coming to see you and you're just fucking shit up and I don't really get to spend the time, what's the point of it being a long distance relationship?
Exactly.
You got all the time when I'm not there to see Sheila and Wayne, bro.
And your mum's, sister's, dad's, cousin, uncle, family.
All that time.
Yeah. It's just allocating time, knowing that you're coming down.
When I'm shouting at my PlayStation, yeah? You have all that time to see Sheila and Wayne. And you want to spend it with my time.
Did you?
With my time.
Breathe. Woosa.
No, bro. It gets me vexed. Because there's no reason for that. And like, when I think back to, because that's what I've experienced.
Yeah.
When I think back to that, it really gets me like annoyed and frustrated, because I sat there and put up with it.
Yeah.
And
so you're just angry more of yourself and how you handle it.
Because yeah. I'm like, I don't care if they're your best friends or not. I don't care. Mm. I will kick them both in their throat. I don't care. I honestly don't. They get most of their time with you. Yeah. I have to spend a 2-3 hour journey to get to the blood clot. Staying train station, not even at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time I get to your house, oh, they're coming. Oh, is it? Is that what you think? Yeah. is that what you think? Because when they get here, I'm going to send them back on their merry way.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would do the same, to be fair.
Because if they live around the corner, they can come back from around the corner the next day. Yeah.
It's true.
I don't care if you, I don't care. Oh, we have conflicting schedules, okay?
We hardly see each other.
So that's one of my pet peeves.
Whoa!
Do you Quick want my, I think my second one is to do with exactly what I said. I did not come all the way.
And it's back again.
From wherever. I did not come all the way from wherever wherever I live to come see you for you to not give me batty. I'm so sorry. It's not the case. I did not, yeah? I'm not coming for a 2-3 hour journey for you to be like, oh, I don't want to have sex this weekend. Bruv, I don't care. You're getting tied to the bedpost. I don't condone this. This is just things that you do when you're in a relationship. Don't ever do this to people that you're not in a relationship with.
Obvi.
But without yeah, you're consent. Going to give it to me, innit? Whether you like it or not. Yeah.
I mean consent.
Or buy me something that can do the same thing. Were you never been to a sex shop?
Yeah, but I'm just like thinking American Pie.
No, that's disgusting.
You said
you could get a fake ass, like an ass. Like
ass. Well, then what's the point in being in a relationship, bruv? If he's just going to buy you sex toys and he's not going to give you.
Because maybe if he sees how I handle it, he might want me to do it to him.
Girl.
But that's my thing. Don't tell me it's not happening, innit? If you're not in the mood for it, get in the mood. Yeah? Make the mood happen.
I was
going
to say Marvin Gaye, but I was like, nah, let me not.
Make the mood happen. Otherwise, It can't work for me. I'm not coming all the way from not seeing you for 1, 2, 3 multiple weeks for me to get there, and you're telling me that you don't want to. So who are you fucking then? Who? Let me smell these sheets. No, I'm joking. I'm just over exaggerating.
Let me get my UV light.
That's my thing. Like, my time with you is to be intimate.
Yes.
Not the entire time, but that should be something
that
we do when we see each other, because it's important to me that we connect in that way. Yes. As well as every other way.
Yep. I agree.
You got any more petty peeves?
Girl, no, because I'm not going to lie. I don't really experience that. I'm just strongly opposed to...
Yeah, but you could talk about things that that would bother you if you were. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next segment.
No, because my personal experience is literally like, I've been hurt in the past. I will have trust issues. Me not being in the same country as you.
Let me land.
I will have trust issues. If we're not in the same country and I've already experienced like hurt in my past, obviously I'm triggered by certain things. It's only going to enhance it when you're in another country, bro.
No, it won't.
For me, it will.
Because to me...
This is my personal...
Yeah, but I also believe that is a therapy.
I know it's a therapy session.
Well, you said it like that. Therapized issue.
Oh, I know it's a therapy session. I get that. But the thing is, this is my personal opinion.
I understand that. But you should probably go see someone.
No, as in like, because my love language is, I keep referring back to it, but it's true, physical touch and literally quality time spent. And if that's not being fulfilled, I don't feel connected to you.
I don't disagree with that. That could be your thing, but you should still see someone about the fact that if it's long distance, there's an issue, because there shouldn't be an issue. There may be a circumstance in your life where you have to be long distance with your partner.
Touch wood right now.
It's a choice that you have to make, to stay with them and make it work or not. And I watch a lot of Desperate Housewives. I do. And there's a season in Desperate Housewives, I can't pick whether it's... They already have a kid. So it's six. I think it's like six or seven. Where Susan has to leave the road that they live on, because she can't afford to to live on that road anymore. And she has to stay away from her friends, and her husband has to go and work abroad so he can make the most money so they can get back to where they needed to be.
Mm.
They had to do a long distance relationship where he's like sit away 6 months at a time to make their marriage work so that he could earn the money that he needs to earn so they could get back to where they wanted to be.
Mm.
And they did that. And it did take a long time, but they did it. These are the type of... And these are real life experiences, but this,
what you're explaining is something that's short term. I'm talking about long distance relationships where people are okay with it being long term. Like, it's going to be not just 6 months, yeah, it's going to be a few years.
Are you going to be... No, it's not. Wasn't 6 months. It was 6 months at a time.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was 6 months.
So it was
total.
Like he was gone for 6 months.
Then came back.
Yeah, and then he would go again for 6 months and then come back.
Right.
That's something that, depending on the circumstance...
But that's like someone being in the army. Do you know what I mean?
What if your partner said to you, I really want to do this, but I can only do it here. But I also don't want us to move here. I just want to go and do it and come back.
It depends on how long.
But if you didn't like it, would it be a no such circumstance?
No, it wouldn't be a straight no. I would give him my opinion and how I feel about the situation and what would potentially come up at the problems that would arise in our relationship throughout that period that he would be away, and how we would address that, because it would be completely different. It will be a completely different experience. So basically, between me and my boyfriend now, obviously we're in the same country and we live together, but prior to living together, we had to find that happy medium where when we have a disagreement or when we want to express our feelings, we had to figure out a way to do that so that we're not, you know, fucking hurting each other.
Yeah,
as in like, you know, having a fucking go at each other and having a full blown argument. We wanted to find a happy medium. So it's that same scenario, but abroad. And it's like, what other scenarios will pop up that would be challenging in our relationships, and how can we overcome
that? Are you going to be able to handle it? Or are you just going to sit there and be like, I can't do this. Nope.
No, I wouldn't say no straight away. I would listen to what they would have to say and just be like, okay, it's 6 months total, blah, blah, blah. Within this time.
But if you don't know, this is what I mean.
What do you mean? Oh, so it's like.
Sometimes you can't get all the information. The circumstance may be a situation where he can't give you that information. And I'm not trying to make you
say this. No, it's really good actually, because we're like opposites right now. For me, I'm not going to lie. I would listen to what they have to say, but I would literally turn back and say, this is how I feel about this situation. And these are my worries. These are my concerns of what might pop up whilst you're away and what could happen. Obviously, it's the scenarios and thinking the worst scenarios. Because I watch This Is Us, you know, when you're like, oh, think of the worst things that could possibly happen. And then hopefully, you know, you're prepared for it, but you're not really prepared for it. Do you get it?
I don't know if that's a good theory from my perspective. I don't think
that's based on the episodes. At first I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, me going on a plane, I'm scared of flying. What's the worst thing that could happen? I could fucking die. But,
my face.
So that would be me. I would voice my opinions and how I feel about that certain situation, and then we would figure out whether or not it's the right thing for us, because every couple is different.
I get it, but sometimes I feel like it's important to make sacrifices.
No, I get that. And like, in compromise, yeah, I get it completely.
From my point of view, in this perspective, if my partner's come to me and said, I really want to do this course, or I really want to work this job, or I really want to do this training, or like that type of thing, and it was like, but it means I have to be gone for about how long is it going to take? I don't know. That would be a circumstance for me where I might say, well, I know you don't want to move, but we probably just rent this place out and I'm coming with you. If we don't know, then we have to figure out a compromise to make it work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to strike down whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and then shut it down just because we're in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Like, for me, the effort needs to be made on my behalf that, like, I want to continue to make this work.
Yeah. And what can we do? What are the possible outcomes?
If that's the most effective outcome, then fine, we can do that. And when we're ready to come back, we can be like, okay, y'all can get the fuck out now. We're coming back.
No, because one of the situations at one point was I was thinking of working abroad. And No.
And I'm not your boyfriend, but I don't allow that.
I was thinking of working abroad, and I had this conversation with my boyfriend, and I was just like, what would you say if I, let's just say, I just put the feelers out there, and let's see if something comes back.
What's trainers got to do with it?
What? The feelers. Ah, dickhead! He legit, like, said, I'm coming with you. You can be my sugar mama. And then I can literally just be the house husband. And
no,
I was just like,
that's not happening.
Well, it was a joke, but what I'm trying to say is that I said there's a possibility that I might want to have a job abroad, depending on how well the perks are and the offering is. And if it works out, would you come with me? Straight away, he said yes. So it's things like that.
But that is the same mentality you have to carry for your boyfriend.
Because oh, no, of course. Like. No, but I wouldn't. I would find it incredibly. The difference is he would come with me. I would go with him. If he wants to move to another country and stay there for a year, boom, I'm there. Do you know what I mean? It's a new experience. I'll get something else, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's not hard. But for him to move abroad for a year and then I'm staying here, for me, I'm not going to lie, that's not going to work. I will tell you my opinion. We'll try and find a compromise and a happy medium. But I know in the long run, it's not going to work.
But you're saying it's already not going to work.
No, and me, because I know what I'm like.
I'm not trying to like twist your arm, but I'm just saying you should at least try.
Yes, but the thing is, I know that if I were to try, I know already. Because
you don't
I know. Yes, I do. Because what I'm like.
Because no one knows anything.
I know what I'm like.
You don't know anything.
I know
and
what I'm like.
And it might
I'm
get
like.
To a circumstance where you're like, okay, this is not what I thought it was going to be or not what I want for us, but I can do this for the time being, or I can do it for the duration that I need to do it for.
The only reason why I'm so, I know I'm so like set on that I know what I'm like is because I've seen it firsthand where in Philippines, there's members of my family. It's a thing for them because my mum did this. However, it wasn't long distance. She met my dad in London. But for those that go to like Dubai, Abu Dhabi, that go to Canada, America to find work, to find a better opportunity, and then their entire family with their kids are back in Philippines, they're okay because they're surrounded by all of their family members, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine with them. But imagine they didn't have all those family members around. It was literally just the wife and the kid. And then the husband's or the wife's gone off, vice versa. And they've gone off for like, they literally go off for like a whole year without even seeing their family and then coming back. Then I hear stories where it's like, yeah, we can do it and blah, blah, blah. But they're both cheating, bro. So I'm just like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but that's not your experience.
I know it's not my experience, but I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, but that's still not your experience.
No, I know it's not my experience because I've never experienced it and I don't want
to
experience
it. This is the point I'm making to you, though. If, and this is the reason why I'm debating you a lot is because I feel like you'd be quick enough to be like, well, it's not going to work.
And no, just, I don't think
and
it.
And then you would leave. And it's no, if you I care don't think and love it, for this person.
Yeah, no, of course.
You will
I would
work
fight
your
for them.
Ass off yes, to make of sure course. That you at least try.
I will try, but I know in the long run, if it's like a longevity thing where they're like, oh, it's a rolling contract. I'm going to stay. I'll be like, I'm not going to lie. I've tried it. I know deep down, this is how I feel. I've compromised in a sense that I want to make you feel that you have the freedom to do what you want to do without me restricting you in that sense. But I want you to know that this is how I feel and I feel very strongly about it. I will still, you can do what you want, but I'm just letting you know in the long run, this is not going to it's not sustainable. I just know what I'm like. I can't do it. I will try it. Yeah, it will be fine. Maybe for the first month or two. After that, I'll be like, nah, bruv. Like, you're either coming home, or I'm moving there, or we're going to sort some shit out, or we just part ways.
But that's a better attitude. That's all the attitude I wanted.
No. Like, but that's like what Eva, I was saying. Like, I'm not going to say no straight away. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to feel like I'm stopping someone. If this is their dream, if they've found a new passion, because you can find
course,
it when
course,
you're older.
It's your job. You're supposed to support that.
Do you get it?
But
yeah.
The point I'm making is that it comes across like you're just like, I know I can't do it, so what's the point?
No.
And that is all right, the energy I'm getting. And I'm like, I get it, but you should also be like, okay, if that's not working for me, how about what is the alternative?
Yes. And the thing is, the alternative is either I move there, stay there temporarily while they're sorting their shit out, or them coming back, or we just part ways. Because
if this is really what you want to do, and I'm in a place where I'm like, that's not really what I want for us.
Yeah.
I will try it for a duration to see, okay, if this is going to be temporary, I'll do it and we can figure out what we need, what the next step's going to be afterwards.
Yes.
But if I feel like it's something where I'm like, okay, this is where you want to be and this is where you want to stay, maybe it's time for us to have the conversation about whether we need to part ways or not.
Yeah. And I think that's important because you're venturing into different scenarios, different outcomes and what the possibilities of the final outcome being. Does that make sense? The possibilities of what the final outcome would be. Sorry, yes, the possibilities of what the final outcome would be. And you're having a grown, mature conversation.
The final outcome would be
the... Yeah, well, whatever. English not my first language. But I think it's important that you communicate. And
hold on 1 second. So what we're going to do is we're going to make t-shirts with that on because that's definitely going to be your trademark from now on.
What's that?
English not my first language.
How dare you?
We're going to do them in pink and in yellow.
Respecta. Respecta. Why are you not respecta-ing me? Oh, God.
But no, seriously, if we do merchandise, it's going on there. Sorry, it is.
Rude.
Anyways, we're going to take a break and pay some bills. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, guys. So we're back.
We're back.
And we're going to introduce the next segment. And we're going to introduce the next segment, which is called What's Your Situationship? What's Your Situationship? What you say, child? Hey guys, welcome back to our segment. I introduced this already.
Oh my God, I hit my head against the microphone. Oh my God, that is fucking hilarious.
I'm so sorry. So like, yeah, welcome back, guys. So we are in our third segment. And yeah, this is basically scenarios of people that we do know that have been through or have experienced long distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I know of a lot of people, I'm not gonna lie, because it's a thing in Philippines. Like I said before, it's a thing in Philippines for them.
Stop making them sound bad, bro.
I'm not making them sound bad. Stop. They're venturing out to get more, like, you know, job prospects and thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
stop chasing your ethnicity.
Hey guys, so just to make you aware, halfway through this podcast, True literally hates my voice because he muted the fuck out of me. I'm joking. No, we had technical difficulties and glitches, so you can only hear his fabulous voice. You can't hear mine, all right? So there's going to be a bit of, you know, somewhere in the middle, but don't fret. My voice is here. I'm back. You're going to hear the sound of my lustrous. Okay, go enjoy the episode. Bye. Yeah, we fucked up. We sorry.
Stop trashing him, bruv.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people can try.
All right, just shush. Today we're not doing a voice note, because, yeah, I think so. And I think this is a very personal topic between the two of us. I think that's why we have such different standpoints. So why we're going to do What's Your Situationship this episode is speak about people we know of. Yes. And I know someone who works cruise ships and, like, entertains on cruise ships and stuff like that. So their job is solely to just be traveling all the time, which makes it very difficult for them to have a not a stable relationship, but a stationary relationship. And their entire adult life just involves them being in long distance relationships because they're always moving around. Obviously, when you work on a cruise ship, it's not just you. I don't know why I keep saying that. It's not just you being in one place. So even if that person was to move here, there, everywhere, you'd still be in a long distance relationship because sometimes you're in Cuba, sometimes you're in Barbados, sometimes you're in, I don't know, Italy, sometimes you're in somewhere else. And so you're always all over the place. I don't know if there's cruise ships in Italy, but still. But also, why is that relevant to the fucking topic? My God, you just made this very morbid. This is not a Titanic podcast, you know? No, don't. I'm muting you. I know of someone that is in that circumstance, and it's very difficult for him to get himself into any relationship. And like, there was a point in time where I know he was talking to someone and, like, very interested in them, and it just became very difficult for him to get to that point where he could pursue them, yeah, based on the fact that he was scared that because of his circumstance, he wouldn't have the time. And that is very...
But how old is this person?
Old enough. Yeah, of course. And like being younger and being on a cruise ship is just different, yeah, because you can have fun, yeah, you can experiment and all that stuff. But when you're older, you want to settle down and that is your job. Yeah. It's difficult. Even with, like, people that are like flight attendants,
yes,
and
God,
stuff like
that.
What's that got to do with anything? It's irrelevant. Move forward. Yeah. I'm going to just turn you off soon. If you hear a mic cut off and it's just me talking for the rest of the episode.
This is actually a perfect, you just remind me, it's a perfect example. So I literally just met this girl. I'm with a group of people from London because we were flying out for specifically for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Very
annoying.
Anyway,
it is annoying. Sorry.
And then I met this girl, and she was so lovely, and she was so friendly as well. We just got talking. She was like, "Yeah, I'm a flight attendant. Internationally, I literally fly abroad. So many places. I visited so many places." And I was just like, "Oh, that's actually really cool." She introduced us to her boyfriend, who lives in Philippines and works in Philippines. So I was literally like, "How the fuck do you maintain that relationship?" And whilst I was talking to her, best believe my friends were talking to him, and his story was like, "Yeah, man, like, sound like I'm a, obviously not like that, but he was like,
oh, and he sound like you.
I'm a helicopter.
You got asthma." pilot.
That's it. The word just lost me. And he was like, I transport tourists from the city to like the smaller islands, like the Paradise Islands. And then he was just bragging to the to my mates whilst I was talking to his girlfriend.
Okay, you're just doing too much
basically
detail.
Basically saying that he's basically fucking cheating, man.
So you, yeah, that's what you could have gotten to like maybe 5 minutes ago. So, what's the relevance of this conversation?
No, I'm just saying that I know someone that basically says she's had a successful long-term relationship and it's long distance.
But she thinks that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So on the other hand, my guy over there. Is
but like, I'm sorry, yeah. But that doesn't equate to everybody.
No,
not everybody is cheating.
I'm just saying, first, like my people that I've come across and people that I've met.
Yeah.
This is the scenario.
Yeah, but you lot like fuckboys, I'm sorry. You do. Y'all like fuckboys. I don't be dealing with no fuckboys because I don't have time for it. Like, in terms of all of that stuff, if I can't be in a relationship with you and know that I'm going to be able to leave you alone for 5 minutes and not think that you're cheating, then we can't be in a relationship. I'm sorry. I can't be in a relationship with you. I need to have 100% transparency and 100% knowing that I can go anywhere with you. I could push you into a pit of everybody that you might be attracted to in your type and know that you're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. That's the type of relationship I would like to be in.
Yeah, that's anyone's type of relationship.
No, that's not true. No, it's not true. No, because that's not how everybody feels secure. People in open relationships, people are in polygamous relationships, people are in polyamorous relationships. And so some of that doesn't bother some people. Some people are like, yeah, I know he's cheating, but he's still mine. He's still coming back to me. I know she's cheating, but she's still mine. And at the end of the day, some people are okay with it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But that's not me, because I don't want to have to slice up nobody's shins. I don't want to... What the fuck was that?
You're so grimy. I don't know. Obviously, it's not grimy, but I'm just thinking of like...
Yeah, stop. Just stop. Yeah. Anyways... I also dated someone that was I won't tell too much detail because it's quite specific, but their job involved them traveling a lot, flying and like being in other countries a lot, and that was mostly their job. Not a flight attendant, but more assisting somebody, like a PA to a degree.
Okay.
And so that didn't work for us simply because there was no time for us to grow and us to actually get to know each other more and spend time with each other. There was time there for us to, in that period where he wasn't traveling, but when he was traveling, then it just was at a halt.
What, as in like no communication?
There was no communication. There was communication, but we weren't seeing each other. So, like, how is that helpful?
Yeah.
Especially, like, early stages when you're dating someone. Like, not that you want to... You need to see them... you need to see them all the time, but you do want to see them at some point. So I understand how that's difficult. But still, sometimes you just got... It's a situation where you have to be patient. If you have the ability to be patient, then it's possible for some people to do it. If you don't, there's no way you can do it. There's no way you can do it. But those are that's the situation ship that the situationships that I know of. And both of them find it very difficult. I don't actually know who anybody who's actually I do. I do know a couple of people that have had like long distance relationships because they met online.
But okay.
I haven't finished. They met on like PlayStation Network or on Xbox Live, where they were gaming together and they became friends and things started to grow into like a romantic relationship where they would talk all the time. They'd talk on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And that became very long distance because they were in different countries. And we as gamers talk to people in different countries all the time and not even know it. And they went and met each other and like for the first time, and it became a natural relationship. They ended up being together. I think they're still together now.
But is it still long distance?
No, but it was long distance for a very long time before they even decided that they were gonna like take the leap. Yes, it was like maybe 4 or 5 years.
But then in that time, had they seen each other? Did
they were seeing each other, but they were flying back. Sorry, I hit the microphone. Right. They were flying back and forth to see each other. And they made it work. But they had this routine after a while where it was just easy for them, like every so often, you come and see me, I come see you. You come and see me, I can see you. Or you come and stay with me for like however many weeks and I come and stay with you for however many weeks, and they did it. It worked for them. And that's what I'm saying. If you can figure out your own dynamic and the way that you want to make it work for yourself, so it satisfies the things that you need,
yeah,
it can still work.
Yeah, no.
But if you cannot, and there's no way of you doing that, then of course it's not for you. But I do have recollection of some people that I know that have been in long-term relationships. I don't know if they're still together now, but for me that's a success story because it means that that wasn't the reason why they broke up. So I am a firm believer in it. You just have to make it work for you. I've been in it, do you know what I'm saying? And every weekend I would go straight from work to Liverpool Street to Waterloo. And then I would get the train from wherever I am directly to his. Then I'd be there for, I don't know, 2-3 days if I could. There wasn't no working from home circumstance. So it was 2-3 days if I took a couple of days off of work.
Yeah, but after a while, does that not get tiring?
No. Because sometimes you get to a point where you don't even think about it, Kim.
Okay. I get it, but I'm just saying, like, devil's advocate here. Like, for me, I'm exhausted. My line of work, obviously everyone's job is different and whatever they go through in terms of their 40 hours, whether it's 40 hours a week or even 70 hours a week, Monday to Friday or whatever other days. If I've got the weekend free, best believe I rely on the weekend to have at least one rest day and then one day doing like life admin stuff and everything else so that I can get on with the week that's about to pop up. I can't. So basically, when I wasn't living with my boyfriend, he lived like a good drive, like 50 minutes away from me, drive-wise. So after work or whatever, I would literally wake up early in the morning if it's a weekend. Even though I'm exhausted, I just want to have a sleep in, a lay in. I would drive all the way down to him and then spend time. But that in itself is just fucking long because I had to keep packing up certain bags, going over there, then
it's the same thing
to work from. Yeah, so that for me was tiring, and that's another example of,
you did it.
Yes, but I didn't do it for long. Is what I'm trying to say. So it was the same.
Wow, you were doing it for a long time.
I'm doing it for a long time. It was literally for a good couple of months, and it got to a point where I literally sat him down and I was like, "Look, I love you, but this for me is not sustainable. I am tired. I'm drained. I'm trying to do things with work. And on top of that, I've got to think about like packing a bag and going to yours and driving to yours and then making sure I have all the stuff that's, you know, for the next few days, me staying at yours and then commuting from yours all the way back to my job and then coming all the way back to yours just so we can spend some time." And it wasn't even like a full day. It was literally like a few hours in the evening. And that was what our compromise was, because our shift patterns were so different. I never spent time with him. So then it got to a point where we had to make a change. We had to compromise. Either, you stay at mine and vice versa, and we'll try and see if it works. Or job wise, ask for different hours or a completely different job. Or you move in with me. We find a place. We basically, because we know it, then at least when I'm sleeping, he'll come in, and it's longer time spent as opposed to me using that time to travel back home. Do you know what I mean? Going back and forth. So that was our compromise. And that for me, even though it wasn't a long distance relationship, that commute in itself
from house to house and then house to work and all that crap, it took so much out of me, and it put pressure on our relationship. And that's I think that's one of the other reasons why we decided to move in together. And since then, I think it was the best decision we made, because we're literally, there's no problems.
Yeah, but people don't want, not everybody wants to be around each other all the time.
Saying, this is my personal experience and my personal opinion.
So. Yeah, but I'm saying it's the same difference. The same efforts you put going to walk to his house every, however you went to his house and driving to his house after work.
Yeah,
it's the same effort.
After a while, it's not, what I'm trying to say is that it's...
It's not sustainable for you, though, because of you, the way that you function.
Yeah, but that's and what I said. Depending on the person, depending on the person, everyone's different. But so it depends on the person. But my personal experience, I wouldn't be able to do
that. No, that's completely that's completely understandable. But you have to understand that is because of the way that you are. And not everybody is like that. You're very detailed in the way that you like things planned and the way you like things structured. But not everybody is like that. And so it's easier for a lot of us to just be like, oh, well, I'm going to go. I don't feel like I have to do life admin. Like I don't have to do life admin. It can wait. If I want to do it once at the end of each month, I can do it that way. That doesn't really bother me. And my rest time, I can rest with him. We can have sex in his sleep. That's it.
No, I get that, but it's the commute time. So the same way that I'm saying that, for example, with friends, I would rather meet them after work for a couple of hours over a drink or dinner, so then I can go home, and then I need that one day in the week. That's why, in a way, I'm kind of glad me and the Italian have different shifts, because when he works on the Saturday, that's the days that I literally just have my time, whether it's pampering myself, whether it's going out and doing whatever, whether it's going to the gym, or cleaning the house and whatever, doing whatever. That's my time, and I need that time. I need that space. Some of my friends, ex-friends, don't understand that. The Italian does, and I'm trying to figure out where to land, because you just gave me the side eye.
Because there is nowhere for you to land. Yeah, that's completely understandable, but I keep
time commuting. That's still got eating into my time, and that would exhaust
me. Yeah, but you have to be clever about the way you're using that time. You're just thinking. See, to me, I feel like you're wasting time driving, because you can't do nothing else. You're driving. If I'm sitting on a train, I can do the shit that I need to do. That admin can get done while I'm on the train for those 2 and 1.5 hours.
But the thing is, devil's advocate again, the only reason why I drove is because I can leave at what.
But you can't even do that on underground. Do you know what I'm saying? My journey was overground, so I could sit in there and internet and do whatever thing I need to do. But when you're getting an overground train or an underground, sometimes the overground trains go under tunnels and stuff like that. It's very difficult. So it's smart working and not hard working, and that's okay. Everybody's obviously different, but you can still do it in a way that's utilizing that time. And that's why I said to you, I don't think about it, because I'll be on the train producing for 1.5-2 hours, and by the time I've like gotten into really like producing, you've turned up at your destination. And so then it doesn't feel like, for me, that I'm even traveling for 2 hours, because I'm engrossed in what I'm doing. And I think that's why it was so easy for me. That's why I didn't really have to think about it, because I was utilizing that time to do something else while I was traveling. I didn't think about it being traveling. Yeah. It's very easy for us to get on a train and just sit there. And then we're aware of the travel, and we're aware of how long we have left, and we're aware of how long it takes. For me, now, whenever I go long distance, and like even where my current boyfriend lives now, it's not easy. It's like 1.5 hours for me to get there. And it's like, it's still technically in London. Well, it's technically not London. But that is something that I'm like, I don't think about it. It's not even something that I think about, because I just want to get there. I just want to be with him. I just want to spend time with him. And so those type of things don't really enter my brain. And I think that when you do, I think that you've already experienced it. I think that you have already experienced it. And I don't think for a second you would sit there and say, no, I wouldn't do it. I think that you would just figure it out, because you love and care for your boyfriend as much as you do. I think you would just sit there and go, well, I'll make my way. And you did do that because I would sit there and ask you, that's a long drive after work. Like, are you not tired, girl? And you'd be like, yeah, I am, but I want to be there. Exactly. And so...
But then after, that's what I'm trying to say, after a while, for me, it wasn't sustainable. Obviously, everyone's different, but for me personally, it was just like...
So what would you have done if he said, no, I don't want to be there?
Find another resolve that doesn't involve us moving in together.
I mean,
if that was the case, and it was just a case of like reevaluating and making sure that we're still on the same page, because I think you still need to have that.
Yeah, it's very different for you though, and like I do have to put that in perspective. It's very different for you, because me and my partner, we both work from home, so we can like our thing is like I leave you to do your shit, you leave me to do mine, then we'll come together, like have a little moment, you know. Spend a little time with each other, then we break off and go back to work, and then we come back together and have lunch together, and then we break off and go back to work, and then we may come back and have a little break again, that's our thing. But you couldn't do that because you don't have, when you have conflicting hours, it's difficult for you to be able to do those type of things, and then you have to utilize the time that you have free. So I understand that that's not really easy, because I know sometimes when a weekend comes after a long week of work, sometimes I've had to end relationships because of it. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Why are you not coming to see me? Because I got studio, I have shit to do, and it needs to get done. I've got deadlines to meet. And also, yeah, like, I just, these are the things I need to get done. And also, I've already had a tiresome week. So just I don't want to spend my time traveling when I've got other things I need to do. So you might have to miss this weekend. So I completely understand both sides of the coin. I just think that everybody should make what works for them work.
Not, you know, you can't fucking paint.
But I like to make everybody keep an open mind, because you never know what you're capable of doing until you do it. And sometimes you put yourself in a situation where you're like, oh, I can't do this. And other times you think, like even me, like sometimes you think you can and you can't. Like, I'm trying to can, but I can't. So yeah. That's how I'm gonna sum up my situation. Well, what's your situation?
I think we intertwined in that one too, but yeah.
It's cool, as long as we fall it. We can push each other off the top of a building as long as we fall and land in the same place.
Sorry, what?
Okay, we can fight on the way down from a building.
Fight to the death.
As long as we land in the same place.
As long as we land on top of you.
No, yeah, that's great. That's gross.
I like that.
That's gross. So now we're going to move on to our last segment, which is lessons learned.
Lessons. What the hell's lessons? Learn. You better learn something. You better learn something today.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it. I don't mind.
I think mine is just really quick. I have this slogan that I say to people all the time, which is nothing worth having is ever convenient. And that's basically just because I feel like you can have loads of people around you and they can be really close and convenient, but they're not the greatest people that you have around you.
You shouldn't base it on like the vicinity anyway.
I mean, that's the point. And like a lot of people, that's why a lot of people have loads of acquaintances and not a lot of friends, because they focus too much on things being convenient for them.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the type of people that
quite a few people like that, actually.
Yeah, it's quite common in the entertainment industry that people just have people around them. They don't really like them.
Yeah.
But you're close. It's easier to have someone
than have no
that
one.
Has your back, that's close
has
to
back.
You, rather than someone that has your back that's further away.
Yeah.
It's convenient. For me, I feel like it's more important to me to have the best people, like the kindest people, the nicest people in my life, and them just be from wherever, rather than them be someone who lives
around the corner.
Door.
Yeah.
Because you can have little Tommy from next door who's an absolute douchebag but tells everybody that he's your friend. It's like, nah, bruv, I kicked you in your throat last week. So I don't
What's up with you kicking people in throats today, man? Fucking hell. First is burning people's houses down and
That was season one. Okay? But that's the most important thing to me, because I feel like you can meet great people, you can get into, as I said, my partner, like, I feel like we're in such a great dynamic. We have such a great dynamic, and that wasn't easy because he doesn't technically live close to me at all.
Yeah.
But for some reason, we've made it work to some degree, and it just works for us. And I think that's like the most important thing. Like, when you have that connection with someone, the convenience shouldn't matter. And that's why I say that anything worth having is never convenient, because it's not always convenient. Like, you may have a really, as you said, you've got your close family member who lives in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And so that's not convenient for you, because you can't just go and see them every day.
And just hang out, yeah. But we make the most of whatever.
You have to make it work. So that's my lesson learned, because I think that's, for me, the most important thing for myself.
I think my one is compromise. I'm not going to lie. I was very, like, headstrong in my opinion with, I can't do this. But then I've been doing this, but not in a romantic relationship. I've been doing that with friendships. I've been doing that, turned into sisterhood. I've been doing that with my best fam. Mm-hmm. Best fam. I'm making sure I get the word right. Best fam. And I just know romantically, I know me as a person, I am different. I will do, which I have done, with me and my current partner, where we were living in different households, and it was just constantly traveling back and forth and the tiring, draining energy that it just, it was just too much. And I knew that at least I tried in that sense, and it wasn't sustainable, so we found a resolve. So I know that I can implement that, whether it's them venturing out to another country, if they have another job prospect, where, or they, at a period of time where they need to be in another country for goodness knows however long. I know that, because I love that person, that I will do whatever it takes to find a resolve.
Mm.
But I just know that in the long run, it's not sustainable. Because I mean, obviously what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to say,
what it
down,
is that you're saying it's not down. Sustainable, but really it's like, it's not for you.
Yes, as
which
well.
I can, like, anyone can accept. And I think the reason why I didn't accept you saying that, because I feel like you're saying overall, like, generally it's not sustainable. And I'm like,
oh no, for me personally, for you, I understand everyone. I know people that that don't believe in monogamy, and I'm not saying, oh my god, it's wrong. You know how some people would just like shun you and be like, oh my god, whatever you're thinking and saying, you weren't brought up properly. I don't care. Everyone has different perspectives and different experiences, therefore different opinions on certain things. But my opinion, because this is our podcast,
not yours, is, bitch.
Is that no. And that's my lessons learned.
No.
I can't do it. I just love my partner. Do you know what I mean? I just want to be around you and just be like...
To be fair, I've done it, but I don't know how far
you'd be able
I could
to.
Put up with.
Yes.
I think that when it becomes difficult for you, like, I don't make Jay-Z and Beyonce money, so I can't just be getting a private jet and getting
back
them
and
to...
forth.
To I don't know, Star Trek me.
Star Trek me. Beam me up, Scotty.
To wherever I need to be. Like, it's not as simple as that.
Yeah.
For a lot of celebrities, it's easy, because they can just hop on a plane, they can hop on a jet, they can hop on a private jet. They can do anything they need to do to get from A to B. I need my money to pay my bills, okay? So I got to be doing all of that. If you're going to come, you can come. If you're going to stay, you can stay.
But then also rest.
Well, you ain't
going to
catch me
important.
Coming back.
Catch me outside.
No. Catch me at home.
How about that?
But yeah, that's just my sentiment on the entire thing. And I...
Props to those that have managed to...
of course.
Have
of course.
Successful and relationships like that, though.
I will always keep an open mind. I mean, some days I might be, I can't do it.
Mm.
Other days I'll be
but
like...
But I'll still respect
yes,
the fact that
I
people can.
Yes, I can. But it really
yes,
just depends.
Yes, I
on,
can.
It
Hercules,
really depends on my mood.
Hercules.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
It really depends on my mood and the way that the confidence I have in the connection that I have with that person, and not just romantically, like family members and friends, is still important, because if you moved away, we'd still keep our friendship.
Yeah, of course.
Friendhood. friendship.
Friendhood.
Because you know that I'm going to come and see you all the time and so on and so forth. Maybe it's not as much as now.
Yeah.
But it would still happen because we have that friendship. So if I have that bond with you, or like...
Distance isn't going to break that, basically.
It's not. And I will hop on a plane and go to even the most...
I will get high on a plane.
LGBT company to see people that make sense for me and my life, and people that have made a big difference in my life. Others not.
No. I'm joking. But no, thank you so much for listening to us, guys. Don't forget.
Always.
We are open to your opinions, suggestions, questions. Send us voice notes, emails, DM. Literally, that's peak. THATSPIQUE.
Bitch.
That's on all socials.
Don't
and then
put
it's
bitch
and then it's thatspeak@gmail.com. I mean, we're excited for the next episodes, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, we're now on Tickety Tap. By the way, we are now on Tickety.
Are we on Tickety?
Yeah, we're on Tickety.
No Tickety.
I like to drag you. We're on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on YouTube. And we also are about to start doing YouTube shorts. So we got a lot coming. But yes, please keep listening. And we're looking to start doing some other stuff as well. So just keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you soon.
That's right.
Okay. Bye.